Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Hadley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hal Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ned Garver. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Albie Pearson. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Arnie Portocarrero. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Arnie Portocarrero. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd takes first base on ball four. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hal Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Garver reaches second base with a double. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garver scores. Lump moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Billy Heft now pitching. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hadley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lump scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Serve hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Serve reaches second base with a double. Hadley moves to third. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams is walked intentionally. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a line drive into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is called out on strikes. Two outs. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hadley scoops it up and throws to first, with Garver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearson who is chasing the ball. DeMaestri reaches third base with a triple. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. DeMaestri tags and scores. One out. It's 5-0, Athletics. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Garver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri misplays the ball. That's an error on DeMaestri. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hadley strikes out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Serve hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Williams reaches second base with a double. Serve moves to third. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. House is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hadley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into right field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Heft is 0 for 1 in the game. Heft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boyd hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a pop-up towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lump scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-3 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive towards short. DeMaestri reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-2 in the game. Miranda hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Heft batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Heft is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearson hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. DeMaestri strikes out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasbai. Smith reaches second base with a double. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Garver hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Athletics. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-4 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hadley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boyd hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-3 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.